All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Black Rock Mountain Resort Public Infrastructure District. Today is December 16th. It's 2:04 p.m. We do have a quorum of the board. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call could state your name for the recording and record, we'd appreciate it. We'll start with the board. Rich, you want to start?
Rich Wolper.
Nick Polychronis.
Russell Skousen.
Aaron Wade, Gilmore Bell, Bond Counsel.
Adam Daly with Gilmore Bell.
Kara Carr with D.A. Davidson.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have anyone there at the anchor location?
No.
Okay. All right, first up's the board meeting minutes from our December 10th meeting. Board, have you had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yes.
Okay. Rich, can I get a motion then to
approve
those?
Yeah, I make a motion to approve them.
Okay, perfect.
Second.
Thanks, Russ. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is approved. All right, next up is the authorizing resolution. Aaron, I'm sorry, I didn't see you when you joined. Are you going to take it? Is Adam going to take it?
Did we do the majority of this last time?
You did on the Wakara, but not on this one because we were still waiting for the engineer certificate to come in and then a few other pieces. So it's, you know, it'll look familiar, but there's a different assessment, allocation, and methodology.
Okay.
For what you approved. Adam, you've been kind of in this one today. Do you want to run with it?
Sure. Yeah. So as we were talking about, we went through the same process on Wakara. So this resolution will approve three things. It'll approve a form of the assessment ordinance for the district, a form of the designation resolution for the district, and also the appraisal in connection with the assessment for planning here. The designation resolution will establish and create the assessment area that we're using. And then the assessment ordinance will detail the allocation of assessments across the different properties. And it will also establish the terms by which assessments are paid and billed annually. Once this resolution is approved, the next steps in terms of triggering that 60-day contestability period will be to execute and then eventually post fully compiled versions of the assessment ordinance and designation resolution. Once we get those up on the Utah Public Notice website and then also posted on site within the district, that will trigger that contestability period. Any questions about the resolution or the documents that it approves?
No.
Nope.
All right. So with that, can I get a motion to approve the authorizing resolution 24-07?
I'll make that motion.
Thanks, Rich.
Second.
Thanks, Russ. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. So I think we, Adam, you send over before the assessment ordinance and the designation resolution, correct?
Yes. Those were distributed probably a week or two ago.
Okay.
We do, based on our conversations with Kira and Brennan today, have updates to those documents.
Okay.
That will be reflected in versions that will circulate later on today.
Okay.
On that note, Russ, so we've determined that it sounds like the assessment area here will just be composed of the commercial and will exclude residential portions of the project. And so what we'll need for these documents is a legal description that just includes the areas that we're now planning to assess here. And then also just a description of the property owner for each of those parcels.
Okay.
Does that seem doable for? Oh yeah, go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, I discussed it with Brennan offline, and He just said that we would regroup. He wants to get the 60-day window started, and then we can regroup on the public versus private.
Okay. Yeah. We'll have to do, the analysis on the tax exemption side and making sure we can qualify everything or what we need to do there. And then just the legal description that we need to trigger this. Yeah. The event center and the commercial area. Is that something that you guys think you'd be able to have in relatively short order?
Like, what do you mean, short order?
Well, just we can't start the 60 days until we get it. So
What
next today,
exactly?
tomorrow. Yeah. The legal description of the event center parcels or parcel, as well as the commercial property parcels.
Yeah, we have all that.
Okay.
Yeah, you can have that today.
Okay, great. So we'll include that as the items needed as when we send the signature pages out. So if you could reply with that. And then we also just need a general map of the assessment area and the location of the improvements. I don't know if that's something your engineer could prepare. It doesn't need to be like highly detailed, but if you had some kind of a site plan even that we could highlight where the event center is and where the commercial spaces are, as well as the parking structure and the horizontal improvements, that would suffice. So,
Well, we have the flap.
okay. Yeah. Is that something on the FLEP we could kind of,
Yeah.
get a PDF of that, and maybe you just highlight, here's the commercial space, here's the event center, and here's parking and wet and dry utilities. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So on this, there's some of the commercial that is intermingled with residential, so it's on a unit basis. So on the FLEP itself, it says, there's a exclusion of certain residential uses, and then or units, and then there'd be a few more that we'd add to that excluded list that previously were included.
Okay. Yeah. And here, property can be within the district and not be in the assessment area. So we don't have to go, and exclude any of the, we just won't name them as part of the, the legal description of the other areas. And that will keep them
Actually,
outside
I'll
of
tell
our
you.
assessment area.
Yeah,
Yeah.
actually, I'll tell you. On the FLEP, on the FLEP, it has areas included in, and it only includes the commercial areas. So the description on what is, it doesn't. It shows excluded areas, which are all the residences. It didn't expressly exclude pods 8, 9, sorry, 9, 10, 11, 12, but then it also had another column that said these areas are included, and it did not include 8, 9, 10, sorry, 9, 10, 11, 12, but it did include all the commercial, including the residences in building 8, along with the commercial property in building 8.
Okay.
That makes sense. So that's already part of our, that's already there.
And so if we look at that FLEP, will we be able to pull out those legals, you think? And the or
Exactly. No, so
okay.
it's the legal for the subdivision,
Yeah.
and then you have the unit number. So
Okay.
I can also forward you a recent title commitment that has the various legal descriptions in it.
Yeah, if you've got that would be great. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we probably have the FLEP somewhere, but if you have like the high definition PDF version, that'll be the best to work off of, because what we have might be a scan of a scan kind of a thing.
I'll send you the FLEP
Yeah.
that I have, and I'll send you the latest title policy that
Perfect.
we've
Okay.
gotten.
Okay. Well, sounds good.
So, Aaron, I just want to walk through kind of how we envision things going forward. So, Russ and Rich are going to send you all of the stuff you need. You guys are going to compile the designation, resolution, assessment ordinance, the revised, updated stuff,
Yep.
send it to them. Those are going to require some notaries and signatures. Are these also going to need to be posted on site?
Yes. Yeah. So these will
Okay.
have the dual posting with The development team, I assume, being able to post that on site today or tomorrow, and then Michael will, and then your team post it on the public notice website. So yeah, once it's signed, once we have all the signature pages, we'll send around the compiled versions for just kind of final release of signatures by the development team, and then we'll get the instructions around for the remaining postings.
Perfect. I just wanted to make sure everybody was on the same page.
Nope, that sounds great. And then posting is the priority, but then once that's done, we'll want to just make sure we get it recorded in fairly short order here, next 2 weeks ideally. And I know these are the busy crazy kind of 2 weeks, but we'll coordinate on that as well if you guys want to record it, have Snow Jensen help or a title company or how you want to proceed. But those are kind of just next steps.
Yeah.
So we can probably record remotely, or Russ, I can take it up. I can go do it if that's what you guys want up in Wasatch County. So we can just work out that. I will send out the resolution we just approved today. I'll send that out for signatures in just a minute. So all three of you look for signature lines. Russ, you have the most. You have like five or six to sign. So just look for that coming out in just a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions? Anything else we need to talk about? Adam and Aaron, are you guys good?
Yep, good on my end.
Okay, perfect. Board, do you guys have anything you need clarification or questions on?
Nope.
Do you get travel time if you post on top of your exorbitantly hourly rate,
Well,
which attorneys will appreciate this. Is egregious.
yes.
We always say, Rich, our fees are more than reasonable.
If they're above
that's the
reasonable.
case, if his are reasonable, Rich, mine are bargain basement reasonable.
Gotcha.
All right. If nothing else, take a motion to adjourn then.
I'll motion to adjourn.
Thanks,
Second.
Rich. Thanks,
I'll
Russ.
second
All
that.
those in all those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Hey, thanks, you guys. Look for
You
all of that, those signature pages then.
too.